Hello. Do you like weird noises? Music from the future. Making your ears happy. Then listen to Machine Machine. Every Friday from 5 p.m. Be there, baby.
Good evening. It's Friday. It's 5 p.m. This is Machine Machine, and you're listening to Wired Radio. We'd like to say hello.
Hello.
It's me, your usual host, Daniel, and this is Dav. He's in the studio today to introduce us to an amazing technique that he's heard about that's been taken over the musical world by storm.
Today's show is about samples and theft of music, stealing, ripping off, and copying.
We're going to play a track now, and the first track, what's this one, Dav?
This is Jay-Z and the Beatles.
Enjoy.
Allow me to reintroduce myself, my name is Hove, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C, ho. Fresh out the frying pan, into the fire. I be the music biz number one supplier. Fly it in a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game, wearing my chain, that's right, Hove. Not D-O-C, but similar to them letters, no one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do, take you back to the dude with the Lexus. Fast forward the jewels and the necklace. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect us. Shoot at you actors like movie directors. Say the movie, dogs. Whenever there's a drought, get your umbrellas out, because that's when I brainstorm. You can blame Sean, but I ain't invent the game. I just rolled the dice trying to get some change, and I do it twice, ain't no sense to me lying as if I am a different man. And I could blame my environment, but ain't no reason why I be buying expensive chains. Hope you don't think users are the only abusers. Niggas getting high within the game. If you do, then how would you explain? I'm 10 years removed, still the vibe is in my veins. I got a hustler spirit, nigga, period. Check out my hat, yo, peep the way I wear it. Check out my swag, yo, I walk like a ball player. No matter where you go, you are what you are, player. And you can try to change, but that's just the top layer. Man, you was who you was before you got here. Coney God can judge me, so I'm gone. Either love me or leave me alone.
Was Jay-Z, and that's a mix by, is it Danger Mouse off the Grey album?
Yeah, Danger Mouse.
So that's a good example of the kind of thing we're going to be doing tonight. It's all about stealing other people's music, whether you've sampled it or whether you're just completely overly influenced to the point where you've got no creative impact on what you're doing whatsoever. Is that something that you aspire to, Dav?
It's definitely something that I aspire to. I think it's all about theft and music, and it's all about, you know, stealing other people's ideas and changing it and passing it on and hopefully making something better and not just stealing it and making something that's not very good. And that fits quite nicely into the next song, which is definitely an improvement on the original.
Well, this is one that I only came across today, but it's quite famous. Two Like Crew... apparently we're one of the first
Two Live Crew.
Well, they just completely ripped off entire tracks, and they start off, you think that they've just totally ripped it, but then things start to get a bit interesting about halfway through. This is Two Live Crew with Pretty Woman.
I'm saying? This is better than Rice and Roni.
Soul, so you really got soul.
Are you ready?
Hump, 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 get
So that was Africa Bambaataa. You'll have to say a little bit more about that, Dav, because I'm completely clueless when it comes to Africa Bambaataa.
Well, that was sampling of Kraftwerk Trans Europe Express, and Kraftwerk are one of the bands that seem to crop up on a lot of other people's records. They're one of the most sampled bands, and I think we're going to be playing some Devo later, which contains some Kraftwerk samples, but is used in quite a different way. So that should be pretty good.
So that's Africa Bambaataa. We're going to move away from hip hop a little bit now. I was interested in tracing the history of a specific riff from a song. So I did a little bit of mooching around. Actually, this is a friend of mine called Anne Law mentioned to me, and I went on a bit of a hunt. So this starts off with Bo Diddley, which is way back. I'm a Man, a very famous blues record, which has obviously been covered by countless people. And it moves on through time, and see if you can recognise the tracks. And I should say as well that if you are listening and you have any recommendations of borrowed or stolen tracks that you think we should play tonight, then you can email at noise@machinemachine.net. It'd be just nice to hear from you to let us know that you're out there. It's lonely down here in the New Cross Studios. And yeah, this is Bo Diddley, and it's also lots of other tracks. Enjoy.
Now when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, made 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M.
C'était le fils du père fouettard, elle s'appelait Marie Noël, je m'appelle.
Yes, so that was A History of a Riff, which started off with Bo Diddley and was covered by the Yardbirds, who sped it up quite significantly. And then you heard La Fille du Père Noël, which was another version by Jacques Dutronc, and then Jean Genie by David Bowie. But I think those last two tracks, although they sound quite similar, I don't think that David Bowie was copying off Jacques Dutronc or the other way around. I think it was kind of just they both had this...
coincidence.
Yeah. It's around the same sort of time. But they both had that the Yardbirds, Bo Diddley riff spinning around in their heads, and pop music was created.
But that follows on quite nicely to the next record, though, because as well as sampling other people's music, which I guess is more of a modern form of stealing other people's ideas, guitar music for a long time has been borrowing other people's riffs and dropping other people's riffs into songs that are original and kind of more paying homage to other people rather than trying to pass their ideas off as your own. And this next track that we're gonna play is by Sufjan Stevens, and the song is mostly original, but there's just one moment where he drops in a Cure riff, guitar riff, and plays with that a bit, and then just leaves it, and then just comes out of it, and it's absolutely amazing. And this is from the Illinois album, and the song is Feel the Illinois.
Sufjan Stevens.
Yeah.
An advert for the Edison phonograph, which followed track by Sustrand Stevens off his album Illinois. And if you heard in the middle there, Dav mentioned there's a little bit where it goes all instrumental and it kind of drops into a Cure riff. Maybe you could play that for us, Dav, with through the medium of speech.
I didn't bring my kazoo me, otherwise I would play it for you.
You've got a beautiful singing voice.
Yeah, I've got a lovely singing voice.
Just imagine Dav going doo 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 doo, but in the right.
I think I would have done it in a higher pitch.
A little
bit higher.
That's my singing voice for you. It looks like, again, no one's listening. It looks like the Wired website's broken, but if you're hearing this on your headphones and you're walking through the streets, perhaps you've downloaded this as a podcast, we'd like to say hi.
Hi.
This is Daniel and Dav at Machine Machine. And what's up next, Dav? We're talking about samples, but what are we going to do now?
Well, now we're going to move on to music, which is blatantly a rip-off. People who have unashamedly stolen other people's music and passed it off as their own, which can often be completely awful, but also can be totally amazing. I'm not actually familiar with the first track we're going to play. This is one of yours, Daniel, I think.
Yeah, well, this is Lucifer's Friend. I think there's two different ways of being a rip-off. There's just stealing.
Being a dirty rip-off.
Well, there's like a dirty rip-off, but then there's a sort of subconscious rip-off where at a certain time in history, loads of bands emerge that have got a similar sound. And some of them are trying to sort of emulate a specific band, and other ones are kind of, they just emerge at the right sort of time. It's it's like skinny jeans. There was a first man who wore skinny jeans, but also there was just this sort of subconscious desire that arose at a certain time for lots of people to wear skinny jeans. This is the same. This is Lucifer's Friend, and I think that they sound exactly like Black Sabbath. See what you think.
Traveling in
So that was Lucifer's friend, Ride in the Sky, which is not exactly the most original rock and roll track name. But
I love it.
I quite
Ride
liked
in the
it.
Sky.
Imagine
riding the sky with that music.
Yeah. Playing. Riding in the sky is much better than Ride the Sky.
Well, the whole sky at once.
Yeah, but that's what someone like, not Led Zeppelin, Iron Maiden would say. They'd call it Ride the Sky.
Yeah. They would, and there's a reason why we're not playing them, is it?
Dav!
Okay, the next song we're going to play is another rip-off band called The Hold Steady, who have managed to continuously rip off The Boss, Bruce Springsteen. But they usually do it really well, and sometimes even more successfully. And this song is called Chips Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy.
She put $900 on the fifth horse in the sixth race. I think his name was Chips Ahoy. We came in six lengths ahead. We spent the whole next week getting high. At first I thought that she hit on some tip that she got from some other boy. We were overjoyed. She don't have to work. She can tell which horse is gonna finish in first. Some nights of painkillers make the pain even worse. Came in six lengths ahead. We spent the whole next week getting high. I love this girl, but I can't tell when she's having a good time. How am I supposed to know that you're high if you won't let me touch you?
In the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 2 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 4 o'clock, just before I train, I'll have fish and a rice cake. I'll train, I'll have my fish. I'll come home, have some more fish with a rice cake, and then have some fish.
How am I supposed to know that you're high if you won't let me touch you? How am I supposed to know that you're high if you won't even dance? How am I supposed to know that you're high if you won't let me touch you? How am I supposed to know that you're high if you won't even dance? Yeah, you won't even dance. We'll be right back.
That was a little bit of feedback, a bit of our own bit of our own mix up there.
Smooth.
Yeah, that was Venetian Snares, and that's off his album that I can't even pronounce. It's Roskalag Alat Suzetelt. Basically, it's Polish for really cool. And that was a massively mixed up version of Billie Holiday, which I think is called Gloomy Monday, the original. But yeah, and before that it was The Hold Steady, is that right?
Yeah, with Chips Ahoy,
which was a complete rip off of Bruce Springsteen.
No particular Bruce Springsteen,
no, just generally
all the Bruce Springsteen,
just that sort of dark I've just come out of Brooklyn sound that you get sometimes from like my guitar hasn't quite been tuned properly, but that's only because I can't afford it. But anyway, what have we got next?
We've actually come to the highlight of the show, the pinnacle of music that has been created so far on the earth. It's probably no surprise that it comes from R. Kelly, but this is a mashup of R. Kelly and then Broken Social Scene, and it's pretty much one of the most joyous pieces of music I've ever heard.
R. Kelly's on the way.
I'm a flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on the dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring a girl to me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring her around me, because I'm a flirt. Now I swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. Yeah, no, it's not attacking, this one just right.
sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it unless your game is tight and you trust her.
Was quite a fantastic mix up. You're going to have to remind me who that was by, because okay, I haven't heard of either of those people.
Yeah, it's Broken Social Scene, Shoreline, which is an amazing song, and also it's an underground rapper that not a lot of people have heard about. He's quite low key and he keeps himself to himself, and he goes by the name of R. Kelly. He's a close personal friend of mine, actually.
I'll look out for that.
You should look out for him. You should look out for
on
him.
The Shoreditch scene.
R. Kelly's everywhere, and at the same time, he's nowhere. But I wish he was right here, but he's not.
That's very, very deep indeed. Well, I think he is here with us in spirit and forevermore.
Mm.
Well,
yeah.
I think we should move on, but we're gonna kind of move on by going back. We started off the show with some hip-hop, which obviously, when you think about sampling and stealing, hip-hop comes to mind. And this track... which is by The Winstons, a little-known soul band from the late 60s. This little track, in the middle of it, there's a six-second drum loop. That's a tiny little... Well, it's not a loop, it's a solo. And it was nicked and it was used by so many hip-hop artists. It became, basically, one of the main building blocks of the hip-hop sound. And if you actually search online for... the history of the world's most famous six-second drum loop, you'll find a nice little 15-minute documentary on one of those video sharing sites. I don't know if you've ever heard of YouTube, but you should check it out. It's
you what?
YouTube. It's pretty cool. That's tube with the T-U-B-E, not T-O-O-B. But this is The Winstons, and this is their track Amen Brother. And listen out for that drum solo. If you don't know
just
it,
listen for it.
Just listen for
just
it.
Just listen for use your ears.
It's in your heart. It's in your heart. We'll be right back.
give me some more.
Busta Rhymes, just fading out there. And that is an instrumental version of his track Gimme Some More, which, as you might have heard from that very slimmed down version, was sampled from the it's called the Psycho Suite, which is the main theme in Psycho. When she's driving along, she finally escapes, she finally decides to leave with the cash, and she flees the city in a car. Very Hitchcockian scene, and the Psycho Suite kicks in, and you can imagine Buster seeing that and thinking, hey, I'm going to put myself some crazy lyrics over that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as I was listening to it.
So what's up next? I think it looks like this might be our last track on this Friday evening.
Okay, well, we're going to finish with some MF Doom, which for me is probably some of the best uses of samples and other people's music in hip-hop. And this song is... uses a sample from an Anita Baker song called Sweet Love.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's from MF Doom's Food album, where every song is named after a type of food. And this is the well-known dessert, hoe cakes.
Hoe cakes. I've got to say, Anita Baker's Sweet Love is one of my all-time favourite 1980s soaring love ballads.
Right, well.
It's a beautiful, beautiful track.
And hoe cakes are your favourite dessert.
That I never thought of that. I never connected the two. But at this moment, guys, you've witnessed the bringing together of the two favourite things that I have.
This is a beautiful moment.
This is the Hoe Cakes mix by MF Doom.
Keep your holes in check. Girl, and she wants me to duke her. I told her I'll come scoop her around 8, she said. Super. That sounds great, shorty girl's a trooper. No matter what I needed to do, she'd be like Super. On his own throne, the boss like King Cooper. On the microphone, he flossed the ring. Super. Average MCs is like a TV blooper. MF Doom, he's like DB Cooper. Out with the moolah, I let her get her outfit. Just to cool her off, she said niggas ain't up for shit. I wonder if she meant it, I doubt it. The way it be in her mouth, she can't live without it. Can't live with this, handle your business. Villainous, stay on a scandalous whole shitless. One pack of cookies, please, Mr. Hooper. It's fun smacking rookies, he is the look like a black Wookiee when he let his beard grow. Weirdo, brown skin, it always kept his hair low. Rumors has it, it's a S-curl accident. Doom was always known to keep the best girls' backs bent. Some say it's the eyes, some say the accent. A lot of guys wonder where their stacks went. I call her Thunder Thighs with the fatty swoller. Only mess with high rollers, do what daddy told her. No matter the city, she with me to do the bang bang. Working the coochie, hoopty, chitty, chitty, bang bang. Same name on the titty as on the name ring. Pretty like Baby D, or all in the same gang. Keep my eye on her, really don't trust her, but I treat her like a daughter. Taught her how to bust a nut, and the heat to turn beef to horse meat chalupa. Teach her how to hold it, of course he is the... See, most cats treat her like fupa, or beat her to a stupa. Take it from the... You need to make her feel cuter, and lay down the G loofah. Everything will be... Do for her, keep her in a new fur, so she looks sweet when she go to meet the... Got the Buddha, get the Grenadiers, twist it, put it in the air, come in, kiss it. Listen here, Scooter, let her try to bag you when she's on the rag, never let her fry the ragu. Would she have you under some type of spell, crying dag, boo, her name on your back in a tattoo. Whether a bougie or a nerd, whole street chick, you don't call her wife if you met her at the freak, Nick. You don't want her, don't waste her time, I'll dupe her, and be a father to your child like the...
He keeps his hoes in check, sends them out to get glows from all frozen necks. Tell him take his clothes, leave him posing naked for real. Better yet, get him for the check off the record deal. Find out where he keeps the tech and the blue steel. Make sure for extra rec, let him know how you feel. And while he's running down to All-Star Weekend to ball, I'm coming with the U-Ball.
Great example there of the power of the sample. I've got to say again, Anita Baker, beautiful, and thank you to MF Doom. I think we're going to go straight into another MF Doom track now, is that right, Dav?
Yeah, this is a song from the Danger Doom album that he did with Danger Mouse, who did the production on the first track we played today. And this sample is a guy called Don Harper, who is more famous for doing the Doctor Who theme for the BBC. But this is a different kind of song he did called Thoughtful Popper.
Thoughtful Popper.
I don't know what that means.
MF Doom again, guys. Enjoy this noisy retreat.
Very soft mangoes, a closet full of skeletons and terry cloth kangos. Flew the coop before you hit it, let me warn you. She did a cool hula hoop, but don't get any on you. It's all a big scam to make y'all eat pig ham. When he's on the mic, he's like the trigger man, fig jam. Doom, not to be confused with nobody, especially since the flows he used were so nutty. Never too woozy to go study. Crews got no clues like old cruddy Officer McGillicuddy. Watch your six. He got a lot of more tricks, lyrics, bricks on sticks. Sure got raw nitics. It's a gift. Don't get shot for kicks. With the same slick used to plot sick vics with. Spotted at a chick flick, holding hands. The other one on his swollen glands. A golden chance is why he kept them holes in his pants. Rolling in old van is what he told his stolen fans. Is that you? True. Match from hat to shoe. Snafu, snatch any brew. Labatt's blue. Black Jew, like that's new. Patch me through. No latch attached. Scat shoe. Catch 22. Super. He's loaded dice nice and overpriced. The arm and the leg, all me life, all your ice. Villain, nag a grieving old hag. Snag a bragger, buys Mike Cord and leave him holding the bag. Come clean a bunch of dumb mean cream puffs. A keen drum machine buff who fiends for more queen stuff. Instead of starving, there be problems by the blue guards, alright? Somebody's robbing Lou Dobbs them tonight. And he's on the next flight, moonbound. And makes it a point to stay away from the goon pound. Got some pears that's gone in the lost years. Tears and cheers born in the cross ears.
Step in my
Yes, that is James Tenney with a collage called Collage Number One, Blue Suede. And that is a very, very early electronic music composition, which I think... oh, no, it's 1961. I was thinking it might have even gone into the 50s. But, you know, if you're a regular listener to Machine Machine, as I'm sure you all are, you know that this is the kind of thing that I like to pump into your ears occasionally. Before that, we had... Was it MF Doom again?
Yeah, Danger Doom.
A lovely little sample from
Don Harper.
From Don Harper, on an orchestral tip. That's the end of the show, I think, basically today. We might play a couple more tracks, but as for talking, I think it's time we signed out. Have you enjoyed yourself, Dev?
I've had an amazing time. It was the time of my life.
Well,
I don't think life will ever be the same again after spending an hour with you, Dan.
The best 67 minutes of my life. And it's still going on.
It's still going on. I can't believe it's still going on.
So well, I hope you've enjoyed the mashup samples, stolen tracks. Maybe if you have an idea for a show and a theme, the more convoluted, the better. Please email it to me at noise@machinemachine.net. And it's possible that I might invite you in to join me and do the show with me if it's a particularly good idea. So please send in those ideas. That's it, I think.
Adios.
We're going to go to a wine bar under a bridge, and this is The Strokes versus Christina Aguilera. We'll be right back.
Why can't you do it? Why can't you set your monkey free? I'm giving it.